The Mets and the Diamondbacks at Citi Field on Wednesday. We pick it up bottom four, two men aboard for the youngster, Ahmed Rosario.
Pitch lined over a leaping Descalso into right center field for a base hit. Smith around third. He will come home to score, and New York has the lead. It's 2-1. For an 0-2 pitch from Chris Flexen. Swinging a looper into center, coming on Lagares on the run, makes the catch. Tagging and coming home is Pollock. The throw is in time to get him. A double play ends the inning. Lagares had all his momentum going towards home plate, and his throw beat Pollock to the plate. And the D-backs load the bases, but they can't score in the fifth. We are halfway through this one. New York 2, D-backs 1. Smith drives one deep down the right field line. That ball is gone. Dominic Smith flips a home run over the right field fence. And New York's lead is now 4-2. They will have a pinch hitter for Hernandez, and then Peralta and Pollock. D'Arnaud to deep center. Pollock going back. He is at the fence. He leaps and he's got it! A.J. Pollock just took a home run away from Travis D'Arnaud for the first down.
What a play by A.J. He ran a long ways, but the impressive thing about that is he timed his jump perfectly. As this ball was going over the wall, he jumps up, catches the ball, brings it back in.
Mets double up the Diamondbacks 4-2, just the second win for the Mets in their last 10 games. Mere hours after appearing on the Edward Jones chatting page on MLB.com, Arizona's David Peralta with a game-high 3 hits. Zach Godley gave up 3 runs, 2 earned in 5 innings. He also walked 4 as he fell to 5-7 on the season as Arizona was doubled up by New York at Citi Field on Wednesday by a 4-2 score. Here is Diamondback skipper Torey Lovello.
Yeah, I think that's the theme of the night. We built some innings. We had some situations where we had the right guys up in the right moments. And, their pitcher made some pitches and got some really good hitters out. And, situational hitting is difficult. It doesn't always work. It's not a perfect science. I know these guys were doing their absolute best. Just didn't work out.
In the fifth, were you okay with AJ pushing the envelope there?
Well, with all things considered, I felt like it was a very risky play. I mean, a chance to look at the timing of it on video. What I remember is that the center fielder was coming in, very strong arm, strong, accurate throwing arm. So I thought it was a risky play. In the fifth inning, I can live with it. So we forced guys to make plays against us all year long. It just didn't work for us.
When Peralta was out at home, the infield was back, right? Was that the right decision for him to take off?
Yeah, we were running on contact. The infield was back, and we were going to force him to make a long throw from a deep infield position. So. We were going to trade some situations there. On the low side, it would have been first and third and two outs. We just felt like it was the right call to put some pressure on the defense to make some plays.
Zach tonight?
Zach was good. Because he was battling through his outing. I know there was 5 strikeouts and 4 walks. It wasn't a perfect outing for him, but he threw the ball well enough. I think there was 2 earned runs, and he did his job. It's just offensively, we really couldn't get anything going.
It would have been nice to get a shutdown inning after the Iannetta home run, though. Sounded like a little mojo going.
Yeah, I felt like that was a pretty big moment. We felt like some energy was created by the home run. It was 3-2. You know, unfortunately, Jake yanked a fastball and right into a the wrong spot, and their hitter took advantage of it.
It's like there's several games over the last however many weeks where it looks like you're about to break out of this offensive. Scoring position is not easy.
Yeah.
But does it make it a little bit more frustrating when it kind of feels like you're on the verge and kind of fall right back to where you were?
Well, I think, you can't do it all in one day. You can't get it all back in one day. And I think we're seeing some productive approaches in key situations. I think when things get this extended and it's happened this for this long, you get a feeling of frustration. I think everybody's experiencing that right now. But I think we're coming out the other end of that.
It's going to be a late night here, obviously. Mm-hmm. Early morning tomorrow, mm-hmm. End of a long road trip.
Right.
But you got Robbie Ray in the mound tomorrow. What will that be like, do you think?
Well, it's good to have Robbie back. We're getting an all-star pitcher that's carried us at times, and we're excited because it's him, and then we're excited because it means he's healthy and he's taken the journey and come out the other side of this, and we're really thrilled for him. So I'm anxious to see him. I've had conversation with him. I know he's excited about it, and, right guy and a day game. Robbie Ray's going to go out there and execute for us, and I'm excited about that.
Paul Goldschmidt went 1-for-4 on Wednesday with 2 Ks as Arizona fell to the Mets 4-2 at Citi Field. Goldschmidt spoke to the media following Arizona's loss.
Guys did a good job in front of me getting on, and I wasn't able to get them in. So, it's definitely on me. I got to do a better job than that. And pitching did great, not giving up many runs. And we had opportunities, like I said, other guys getting on, having good at-bats. And, I had 4 opportunities and was able to get done. So that's on me. And that's, that's what it is.
So close, it seems, to just breaking out. I'm sorry. It's frustrating, isn't it? We saw something last night, stringing at bats, stringing innings together. It felt like this was going to start that way. How maddening is that right now, or is it just part of it?
I mean, you understand it's part of it, so, I just look at tonight and just, honestly, I just look at myself. So everyone else did their job, and, I had times to not even have to get a hit, but just get guys in and should not get it done. It's part of the game, but that's definitely what you look at in tonight's game. So let's come back tomorrow and try to get the job done.
You guys get a little boost from Robbie being back on the mound tomorrow, Paul. I know it's been a long road trip, late night, early morning, but that's something, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be fun to see him back out there. It was a scary moment when he got hit. Glad he's okay now to get on the mound. Hopefully he'll go out there and pitch well, and we'll be able to score and get the win.
The Diamondbacks look to bounce back on Thursday behind Robbie Ray. He'll be opposed by Rafael Montero.